Brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM, Community Talk Radio for the North State. It is 7:05 on May the 24th. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live on KCNR1460.com. Good morning. Bad Bob, good morning.
Howdy.
It's you and me today.
It's just another Friday, sir.
Just another Friday. That's the way we usually do it. Now we have today, we've got a full day. And sometimes, you know, in some ways, it's a, we're talking about, you know, front page, you know, it's kind of funny. The front page of the paper today talked about the lake and everything that's going on. At the same time, we're going to have Holiday Harbor in here, representatives from Holiday Harbor in here talking about Lake Shasta. A lot of things maybe you don't know about Lake Shasta, but the things that are going on also all during the summer up there. So that's going to be kind of fun. The other, we're going to be talking Strawberry Festival. And you know what it is about Strawberry Festival.
Mm.
I mean, yeah, I know. They bring in like 86 pounds of strawberries. But we also have a number of other things we want to talk about. Of course, it's Haven Humane's Pet of the Week. And we're going to talk about some other, you know, some political topics. The IRS is even worse than you think in some of the things that they've done. We're going to be talking about the attack on that British soldier in England. There's just the tip of the iceberg of the things that are going on. Other things that are happening, of course, the sheriffs in Colorado and Agenda 21 and the Second Amendment. All these today. But anyway, we're going to start off though with, our friends from our Wells Fargo advisors for our Market Minute. In this case, one of our favorites, Susan Eastman.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are pointing to a lower opening. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 82 points at 15,212. The S&P 500 is off 10 points at 1640. And the NASDAQ Composite is down 26 points at 3432. Active stocks this morning, ExxonMobil off 54 cents at 91 and a quarter. Delta Airlines up a nickel at $18.54. General Electric off a dime at 23.56. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, Walmart, positive 40 cents at 76.74. Costco up 76 cents, trading at 113.95. Safeway down 20 cents at 23.19. Treasuries are lower along the curve. The 10-year Treasury note is down 3/32 to yield 2.03%. For commodities, gold is down $2.40 an ounce at $1,389. Silver off 7 cents at 22. Crude oil down 94 cents, trading at $93 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR, Monday through Friday. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 for the best advice you could get about what's happening with Wall Street. Or head on down to Park Marina Drive where their offices are. Okay, Bad Bob, let's talk about weather.
Well, right now we've got 50 degrees in Reading. High day will be 79 with some clouds here and there, 54 on the overnight. We do have a special weather statement as we head into the Memorial Day weekend from the National Weather Service. There's a disturbance in the force, yes. Cool and unsettled weather throughout the weekend. So if you're going hiking or camping or something, keep an eye on the sky. Don't let yourself get caught out
What's
in a thunderstorm
mean?
Or something.
Okay, so thunderstorms could be coming in.
Weather to high altitudes.
Altitudes. What about, does that mean rain down here in the valleys?
Might or might not. We're showing a 30% chance, no chance today, but about a 30% chance tomorrow.
Okay, one other question is, what do you mean by in the force?
Movie reference, sir.
Movie reference, sir.
Yes.
Okay. All right, Bad Bob. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. We've got a lot of things we want to talk about. The events that are happening, of course, on Monday, all the Memorial Day events. We've got our Pet of the Week coming in right after this. We want to talk, give a big shout out to the Exchange Club Scholarship Athletes of the Year too. All this as soon as we get back from this break. Carl Lundebot, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Throughout history, herbs have been used for healing the human condition. Since the days of Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, who also was an herbal healer, plants have found their way into our homes and clinics around the world. Join me, Arundel Spindalelis, every Sunday from 1 to 2 on KCNR as we discover an alternative way to bring you back to a better you. Our focus at NorCal Herbal Studies is educating the public on the historical applications of plants and the impact on your health.
Healing through nature, every Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl Lindebot. Friday, May the 24th. It is going to be a nice day today. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great coffee at Espresso Joe's, plus the cold drinks as it gets warmer. Walk next door to the greatest walk-in humidor in the state, and they will meet or beat any tobacco prices in the city of Reading. Joe and Shelley, well, great people there. Veterans always get discounts, and we have Memorial Day coming up. So it's just, but they remember veterans every day of the year, not just once. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Sebastian.
Spencer.
That's what I said. Well, that you said Sebastian just to put it in my head. Spencer.
Hey, good morning.
Spencer's here from Haven Humane with
Haley.
Haley.
Today I brought Haley with me, a 3-year-old mini Australian Shepherd mix. And boy,
she is a cutie.
She is very cute, and she's pretty well behaved too. Highly treat motivated, as you can tell. She hasn't taken her eyes off my donut yet.
Well, she's laying down. You just told her to lay down, and she did. And I was thought that maybe she was going to be jumping around, but she's not.
No, she actually does really well. She does have quite a bit of energy in her, so she'd be great to for a family that has some kids, you know, to wear out your kids, chase them around the yard for a little bit. But she could also do great in a home that's with older people or, you know, home without kids. She's really, really well behaved. She knows sit and lay down. She does this, sit pretty thing where she sits down and just raises up her front paws.
Ah.
Pretty cute looking. Great dog all around.
She is, a sorrel. She is a light red, and,
white
dog with a very intelligent face and very alert. And you say that she's good with kids?
Absolutely. We have her rated for a home with kids 8 and older.
Uh-huh.
Just because, you know, her temperament's great, but she doesn't like to take a lot of pushing, you know. So if you have a small child that'll come up and like pull on her ear or something, she might not tolerate that too well.
Well, did you know this is the third week of May is the National Dog Bite Prevention Week?
I did not.
And so what you're saying is very cool because little kids a lot of times will come up and try and give hugs and kisses to dogs, and that really, really puts them – it can put them ill at ease.
Absolutely, especially if it's a dog that you don't know. You never want to come up to right. the face of a dog that you don't know because you never know about – how they're going to react to it. And some dogs won't give you any warning whatsoever.
Right. You know, but we're going to talk about this later, but things that you can do. But this dog seems like a nice dog. It obviously just wants that donut like crazy. It's licked my hand. It's licked the flesh off two of my fingers because I don't have the donut, but I keep pointing at it. All right. Now, how do you get this dog? How do you get Haley?
Well, you could come down to the shelter anytime between 11 and 5 at 7449 East Side Road, or you can give us a call at 241-1653.
She is definitely a cutie, that's for sure.
Absolutely, okay. She is. You could also come and see her at our upcoming dog-a-thon, which is hopefully she finds a home by then, but it's June 8th from 10 to 3. All the proceeds go to help out all of the helpless homeless animals in Shasta County.
Okay, June 8th, and where's that going to be?
That's going to be at Haven Humane Society. We'll have tons of vendors, a bounce house, face painting, a petting zoo, all kinds of fun stuff.
All right, well, we'll be pushing that one a lot, too. But anyway, okay, this is Haley. She is a miniature Australian Shepherd and a cutie. And it'd be a good, you know what, a nice dog for having around, but, you know, has energy. So if you've got kids eight and older, probably be a great dog.
Absolutely. I'm sure she'd love to chase them around for hours.
Okay. Thanks a lot. And, you know, thanks for bringing them in here. And I hope that we continue to find adoptions like we have over the past, six or seven dogs.
Absolutely.
And guinea pigs and rabbits.
Absolutely. We have no guinea pigs or rabbits left.
None. You had like a whole bunch of them, 25 or 30 last time I was
Yeah, we had a ton of them, but actually right now we have no small critters, so it's great.
Oh, okay, super. Okay, give Haven Humane a call one more time with the number.
241-1653.
All right, thanks a lot. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we got Strawberry Festival after this. Or maybe we'll do Strawberry Festival in a few minutes here at 7:30. Anyway, okay, we'll be right back.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies. The possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
To paint marks for service and quality.
Going to take you to paint this house? You told me it would be done months ago.
Remember I told you it needed to be cleaned and sprayed, and yeah, I just don't have the money.
Yeah, nice try, Toots. You need to trot right on down to the Paint Mart.
Hi, this is Jeff. At the Paint Mart, we're the one-stop solution for all our customers. Right now, you can use a paint sprayer or water blaster absolutely free for one day with the purchase of 10 gallons of quality Benjamin Moore paint, or buy 20 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint and get both at no charge. This limited time offer is good at any of our three stores in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff. Indoors or out, paint smart and save with the paint professionals at the Paint Mart, home of quality Benjamin Moore paints with all the tips and tools to help you do the job right.
Ah, great. Now what excuse can I use?
Come to Paint Mart for service and quality.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Spring Water?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, Drips, so Drops, you've got what it takes. So be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Spring Water. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
You know, don't tell my wife, but our granite countertops, mistake granite and things, are my favorite part of our home. I know as a man, it should be our awesome granite fire pit table that they created for our backyard, but our countertops are flawless. They even have this really cool, totally custom lighting. And with their amazing selection of pattern, finishes, and edging, it fit our kitchen seamlessly. Like I said, don't tell my wife. She thinks it was her idea to redo the kitchen. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866 or 241-STONE.
I don't know what's going on with Buddy. He's not putting any weight on this paw.
Oh, yes, I see. It's just a minor sprain.
Okay.
You keep Buddy off his paws for a few days, and he'll be chasing squirrels in no time.
So one other thing. I do have this rash.
Okay, sir, I need you to put your shirt back on.
Wait, you're a doctor, right?
Animal doctor.
Quick peek.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
A 24-hour gym offering new equipment in a clean and friendly environment next to Holiday Market in West Reading.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bach. It is 7:20 in the morning, and the temperature is approximately
50 degrees.
50 degrees. Okay. 50 degrees today, and it's going to be a nice day today. This portion of the show brought to you by Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. From a small chip to cracks up over 24 inches in length, Jeff can fix them and then guarantee his work. That's right. Guarantees his work. Something nobody else does. He's located at 3280 on Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373. 241-8373, Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. All right, let's get into it. First of all, let's have a shout out to the Exchange Club Scholars, athletic scholar winners. Taylor Ross, young lady from West Valley High, with a 4.75 GPA, which is, they call it a weighted GPA. And the second one, and how many times has this happened? It's a young man by the name of Taylor, also, Angie Holman. He's from Enterprise High School with a 4.07 GPA. It's a weighted GPA. I thought 4.4, 4.0 is an A. So if you get a 4.75, you must get extra classes and things. Anyway, big shout out to them for their achievements, and achievements at school and in athletic competition. Boy Scouts are now accepting a gay youth in a vote yesterday, but not adults. Kids are better off when in scouting, says one of the directors of the Boy Scouts, and that's probably true. However, you can see right now is what happens now. Defections, another Boy Scout type of Boy Scout organization begins. What about those who have been funding or providing places for the Boy Scouts for over the last century or so? Is this going to make a change? Of course, the gay right activists are saying that's not enough. No, that's not enough just to allow boys into the Boy Scouts. We want the leaders to be gay too. The scout leaders to be gay too. I mean, well, you saw that coming, right? I mean, you saw that coming. It's like, don't ask, don't tell. Oh no, this is just so men and women can say who they are, and be proud of being gay, which is fine. But there'll be no more changes. Well, of course there's changes. I mean, of course there's changes. Now the lawsuits about housing, changing the federal laws on the Marriage Act, what if gay marriage is okay in Connecticut but not Texas, but you got a soldier that comes in. I mean, it's totally, the whole, everything either stays the same or it changes drastically. And it's the same thing with the Boy Scouts. Now there will be lawsuits, more lawsuits, not because they're not allowing gays in there, which they have the perfect right to do, and now they're allowing gay children, boys, to become parts of the Boy Scouts. It's because they're going to, the next step, of course, is if you've got gay Boy Scouts, you must have gay Boy Scout leaders. I'm just telling you what's going to happen. Okay, IRS. You think it's over? You really think it's over? The more they dig, the better it gets. We got this from a congressman out of California. Not Congressman LaMalfa, but he's aware of this. The IRS threatened pro-life groups with loss of their tax-exempt status if they picketed outside abortion clinics. Oh, yeah. they sent them letters that said, if you strike a protest outside an abortion clinic, we will take your funding away from you. We'll take away your tax exempt status. And it's in writing. So I saw it. Also, this is even better. Private information of donors to pro-life causes had all their confidential information released to the Huffington Post. Oh my gosh. So imagine this. If you're in the Sierra Club or you were in a pro-abortion camp and you donated it and you didn't really necessarily want people to know. I mean, but you like to keep your privacy like we all do. And then it was released to Laura Ingraham or Fox News or Breitbart or something like that. They just starts publishing it everywhere. Newsmax, that crazy person. So this is your IRS at work, threatening, intimidating, and then to have the woman say, I did nothing wrong. I have done nothing wrong in the performance of my job. I am now invoking the Fifth Amendment so I don't have to testify to tell you what I may have done wrong because I'm not going to incriminate myself. Do you love it? Do you love it? It just keeps getting better. Unions upset about Obamacare. One of the mainstays of the Obama campaign and of Obamacare was the unions. Now the unions are starting to find out maybe not. Whoa, wait a minute. Unions had their own, for smaller businesses, they had a kind of their own exchange that the unions put, would help take care of and the businesses would take care of. Well, all of a sudden now, because of all the changes in it, and this was brought up, oh gosh, months ago by a union guy. He said, I was in a union for 30 years. He says, over 30 years. And he said, I have my health benefits that I earned. He said, now they're changing. And why are they changing? The same reason the union leaders are starting to get really scared and upset. All the changes to the health care, i.e. children can stay on it to it till they're 26. Prior existing conditions, no health caps, all of these have impacted on the insurance plans, making them a lot more expensive. So what they're afraid of and what's going to happen is the employers are going to say, hey, you know what? Here, you know what? We're going to go to a different organization and get a better deal on this because it's more expensive for us to do it this way. So all the union members that are involved in this are going to lose the insurance plan that they liked, that Obama said, if you like your insurance plan, you can keep it. It's not true. Now, front page of the paper today. And by the way, is anybody reading the paper online? I mean, we used to get hundreds and hundreds of comments. You know, frankly, I haven't even looked at it online maybe in a week. I mean, I read the paper. But I haven't looked at it online. Are you looking at it online? Are you seeing if there's a lot of people, coming in and making their comments like they did before, the hundreds of comments, if anybody's doing that? I was just wondering if anybody is still reading reading.com. Anyway, but on the front page, healthcare plans unveiled for the area. Well, next week we're going to have a healthcare or an insurance professional, talk about the types of healthcare plans that are going to be available for the people in the North State. And this, it says, Blue Cross and Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield are going to be in the exchange. So that should help. All right. Some of the events, we're going to be saying this a couple of times. Some, the events for Monday on Memorial Day are going to be, of course, out at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery, up at IGO. That'll begin at 5:55 and will feature a jet flyover, a bell ringing ceremony, guest speakers, prayers, and patriotic songs provided by the Foothill High School Band. Air Force veteran Lisa Jeter will be the master of ceremonies. There's at Longcrest Memorial Park off East Cypress, they're holding Memorial Day program beginning at 9 a.m. and an identical observation at 1:30 p.m. at the Reading Memorial Park off of Continental Street. Rick Bassetti is going to be a guest speaker at the ceremonies along with Air Force Colonel Pete Stiglich. A memorial ceremony is set also at 11 a.m. at Bernie Cemetery on Mountain View Drive up in Bernie. And in honor of Memorial Day, the admission of the Northern California Veterans Museum will be free on Monday. And then on Thursday, of course, the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council will have a remembrance at 11 a.m. at the at the Veterans Memorial Grove, right down on the Civic Center grounds. So a lot of things going on Monday. Wow. Okay, we get back. We're talking Strawberry Festival, and we're also going to talk about a young man that went missing and what the parents are trying to do to find him. We'll be right back after the news.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are lower in early trading, setting Wall Street up for its first weekly decline since mid-April. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's down about 65 points. On the flip side, shares of Procter & Gamble are jumping. The consumer products giant is getting a ratings boost to buy from UBS after announcing some changes at the top. P&G is bringing back former CEO A.G. Lafley, replacing Bob McDonald, effective immediately. The shakeup comes as Procter & Gamble tries to boost growth in the face of stiff global competition. And the tornadoes and severe storms striking the U.S. this week could cost as much as $5 billion. According to Equicat, a bulk of the cost is tied to the deadly tornado that struck Moore, Oklahoma. At the higher end of the range this week would rank as the second worst ever, behind only the April 2011 tornadoes. Nationwide, severe thunderstorms and tornadoes caused $15 billion in insured losses last year. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
What if someone invented a way to find the perfect brand new car that didn't involve driving from new car dealership to new car dealership? Well, AutoTrader.com did. By searching our immense inventory of actual new cars for sale, you can see which dealers have the exact 2013 sedan you want. Plus, see who has the best price and compare offers in your area like cash back or low APR. So you can find which dealership has your perfect car and the best deal before ever leaving the house. AutoTrader.com, the ultimate new car marketplace.
911.
She shot him. She shoot him.
My wife is a hero. She protected her kids. She did what she was supposed to do as a responsible, prepared gun owner.
This is Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. The time is now for safe, effective, NRA-certified firearms training. And if I can provide your firearms, ammunition, and the best training in the state, visit us at Sportsman's Warehouse, online at NorCalFI.com, or call us at 999-1822. NFI.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job to be done.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
Iranian American researcher Saraya Sepapur Ulrich is a U.S.-based writer and commentator who focuses on the ways powerful interest groups influence American foreign policy. Saraya is a peace activist and a fierce defender of the Constitution. She's interned in Congress and interviewed Ahmadinejad, and she'll join us this week on We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to remind everybody to fill your propane bottles now. The price is not going down. And barbecue season is here. We're starting to deliver fuel into the woods to the loggers. Everybody's getting busier. Even the construction folks are working everywhere you look. They're digging up something. We have ethanol-free 93 for all the lawnmowers, weed eaters, ski boats and jet skis, anything off-highway. Northern Lights Energy, the only name you need to know. Memorial Weekend's just around the corner. The Happy Valley Foundation is putting on the Strawberry Festival Saturday, May 25th. The Happy Valley Pig Group will be serving pancakes, sausage, strawberries at 7 to 9:30. The festival goes on all day with lots of vendors, old trucks and tractors, and a car show the next day. So come on out and bring the family. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Hi, I'm Don Shulman.
On Sunday, have fun with us. We talk about timely things, more informational.
We leave the politics to other shows.
I had the most amazing thing happen to me. I suddenly am 2 inches taller. I've lost 25 pounds. I can run around the block. And this morning, I discovered I could play the piano because I started listening to the Don Shulman Show.
Don Shulman.
Is there something wrong with him?
Clearly. Every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, right here on 1460 AM KCNR.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
It's Friday, May 24th, 50 degrees, 7:34 in the morning. Carl Lundabot, good morning. Woohoo. 3-day weekend here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors. Great time to go down to Redding Crown Motors and buy a new or previously owned Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, or Ram. Ram, truck of the year. They've got it all, and their service department is second to none. Head on down to 555 Cypress Avenue. What a great weekend. They've got all types of sales going down at Redding Crown Motors. 223-2177, Redding Crown Motors. Hey, my guest is Jim Davis, not of Garfield fame, but he is in here with the Happy Valley Strawberry Festival. And they brought strawberries and shortcake. And is that good, bad, Bob? Your face is all white with whipped cream, and you've got a strawberry on your nose.
You exaggerate, sir, but it is quite tasty.
All right, Jim, tell us about what's going on there.
Well, good morning. This is the 71st Annual Strawberry Festival put on by the Happy Valley Community Foundation. And it will begin Saturday at 9 o'clock and go till 5 p.m. or till we run out of strawberries. There's a breakfast put on by the Happy Valley 4-H Swine Club starting at 7 a.m. till 9:30 a.m.
You don't have to be a swine to eat, though.
No,
right?
You do okay. Not. No, you do not. And we're going to have vendors and music all day, and there will be tri-tip sandwiches, just a lot of food and fun.
It's a great time out there.
Right.
It is. I mean, it's a great time. Y'all bring in this, you know, the strawberry shortcake with us and all the, what is that, ice cream there, Bad Bob?
Very good vanilla ice cream.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah, this is the breakfast of champions we have here. Okay.
I'll be going for my insulin shot later.
Yeah. We just come in and just root it out. All right, Sunday, you've got a classic car show going.
We have a classic car show, and the registrants can be there from 7 a.m., starts at 10, goes till 3. We have live music by the Blues Rollers. And it'll be a fun time. Once again, we have food and vendors, and we encourage everybody to come out on the second day, Sunday.
Well, you know what? You got a great weekend here set up, and are you doing it just having a great time?
No, these are all community fundraisers, so that we can support the schools and the a lot of the local groups. Works out real well.
Okay, now how do people get out there?
They want to travel out Canyon Road, and you want to go. There's been some miscommunication on the school. The school is going is at Happy Valley Elementary School at the corner of Happy Valley Road and Palm Avenue.
Now, this is a 501 something like that. Is it a tax deductible?
Yes.
Okay.
To the best of my knowledge.
Oh, okay.
Unless I find out otherwise.
Well, I wouldn't put the word patriot in there anywhere.
No.
You know, like Patriot Strawberry Festival or Strawberry Patriot Festival.
We're leaning that way.
We're leaning that way. Jim, you're a good guy. All right. So this is going to start tomorrow morning. It's going to start at 9 o'clock. It's going to go until the strawberries run out, but to 5.
Correct. And actually, don't forget that breakfast, 7 a.m. Frank Houston and the kids are there. Do a great job.
Yeah, that's going to be a pancake breakfast. You're going to like it. You can get advanced tickets at the Country Market, the Happy Valley Market, and the Happy Stop Market.
Correct.
Cool. All right. Any other neat things you want to tell us about?
I think that's about it. We're just looking forward to a great weekend. The weather's going to be favorable as long as Bob keeps it in hand, and we'll do a good job out there.
Well, I tell you what, if you've never been up there to the Happy Valley Strawberry Festival, you are missing a great time. And I'm looking around what's happening this weekend. If you're staying around town, it's a 3-day weekend. You pick the best time because there's nothing going on that I can. Bad Bob, you see anything really going on this weekend?
I think this is kind of the after rodeo weekend pause.
Yeah.
And of course, Memorial Day.
It's a 3-day weekend. And so some people may be gone, but this is a great way. You know, you're kind of taking that breath. The kids are out of school, and as they head on up to the Strawberry Festival, it's going to be at the Happy Valley Elementary School, and they've got some great stuff there.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. So it does give everybody someplace to go that do not want to travel out of town.
Super. Okay, Jim Davis, thank you. Thank you so much for this, and thanks for bringing in the strawberries. Bad Bob is happy for the rest of the day.
Enjoy.
All right. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460.
It's the big Crown Motors Memorial Day Sell-a-thon at the Redding Convention Center. Save on hundreds of new and quality pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Hundreds of vehicles priced to sell, many of them still with their factory warranty. Bankers on site ready to finance. Incredible trade-in values. This is
truck savings event you can't miss. The big Crown Motors Memorial Day Sell-a-thon at the Reading Convention Center through Monday.
So, you own some land and you want to turn it into something useful. Well, when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else it, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Reading. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine. Matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agri-maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or tilling the ground, keep your equipment and your business running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs. For sales, parts, and service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. Team Power, 226-9226.
A few extra minutes for family time, cheering your son's baseball team to victory, beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day, and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Good Friday morning. 50 degrees out there. Looks like a nice day. 7:42 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Mount Shasta Springwater. They've been providing natural spring water to their customers in Northern California and Southern Oregon since 1988. They get their spring water from this extra clean, pure, privately owned spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Give them a call at 1-800-922-6227 or visit them at mountshastaspringwater.com. We use it. We like it. They're very, very good at keeping you in water. Okay. You know, we shift gears here on the show several times during the show, and we're doing it again. We have with us today Sandra Dietrich. Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning.
Sandra's son, Court Jones. If you remember in the paper, and this is back in August. Well, gosh, it's been almost a year now. Is that? It's been almost a year.
That's correct.
I remember it because I thought it was kind of strange. On the circumstances behind it, but Court Jones, 23 years old, called his mom to come pick him up.
That's correct.
At about 4 in the afternoon.
Yep.
And 4 or 5 in the afternoon, so it was daytime, and he disappeared, and he hasn't been seen since.
No, he hasn't. We haven't heard word from him. His bank card hasn't been used. His cell phone hasn't been used. Absolutely no contact with friends or other family members since that afternoon, of August 16th last summer.
And obviously you told the police. And what happened then?
Well, they took the report and, they marked him as a missing person. And I assured them that he was not just missing, that something was wrong, because this was completely out of character for court to disappear like this without word. He still is technically a missing person. They do have detectives working on it, however, not just missing persons personnel. And however, there was not a single interview done with a single person in relation to his disappearance until October 1st, which is kind of upsetting to me as a parent, because I had given them several names of people who were the last to see my son on that afternoon of August 16th.
Well, okay. And the did they treat this as, since he is 23 years old, he's 6'1", did they just say that he could, he's 23?
Yeah, could you, adults can go missing.
They can go, they can go anywhere they want. Yep. Adults do that.
Yes.
Has court ever done that before?
No, sir. So, no, he has never done that before. At any point, he didn't have a bag packed. He didn't, you know, if he were going somewhere, he would prepare for such a thing, have his backpack or, you know, have an extra set of clothes, toothbrush, whatever. And, he did not have any of those things at all.
So, and he, nobody's used, his cell phone hasn't been used, his ATM, anything like that?
Nothing.
And what did the police find out when they, after they did the investigation, when they were starting to talk to, you know, when people in October?
Well, it's my understanding that they have had a large number of tips, even according to the advertisement in the newspaper, the Record Searchlight. Sergeant Mellon stated that there have been a large number of tips come in. They all seem to lead back to the same group of people, but yet none of that group wants to confess. So since there's no confession in his mind, there's nothing he can do.
Do you believe that you've got right now, you have a $7,500 reward out?
Yes, sir. There is a $7,500 reward for the location of Court Jones, which is kind of different from a lot of situations. A lot of rewards are based on the arrest and conviction of people involved in a particular crime. Not in this case for court. It is simply the location of him. And the tipster can always remain anonymous and still collect the reward. That's all we're looking for, is just the location to find where he is.
The there's going to be a fundraiser tomorrow at the Oregon Street Antique Mall. Do you know the people there? Or did they just see this?
I do not know them personally. I haven't even met Casey, who owns it. I am just so blessed. Really, I am, because she has felt it in her heart to come forward and do all that she can and try to raise this reward and pique the interest of the individuals who do know the location of my son. I think she's just amazing. And she's not the only one. There are so many people who I have met, sadly, under these awful circumstances, but they are amazing. They are donating property, antiques, to the fundraiser. There's going to be a raffle.
There's all types of things going on at the Oregon Street Antique Mall. You know where it is. It's down there next to Tapas. There a percentage of all the of everything is going to go to the fund to find court the reward. They're going to have food, a live DJ, refreshments. Tapas is going to provide food there, among other people. It's going to be tomorrow, Saturday, May 25th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. So you can just drop by. So if you find those special things, yeah, they're donating. They're donating antiques there. That yes. If they're sold, that then the money goes into the fund to help raise the money on this. Now, one of the things I noticed when I saw court show up missing, which I found kind of, you know, I found somewhat disconcerting, was the fact that it was in the middle of the day. I mean, I don't know Court. I mean, Court may have had all types of problems in the past. I mean, I don't know him. But at the same time, two girls went missing.
Absolutely.
Two young women went missing. One was either the same day or the day after. And then another one a week or so later. Is that correct?
Yeah, I know of Heather Cameron who disappeared on August 18th. And as of late, they haven't located her body either. Still looking for Heather, trying to locate her. Yeah, it's very concerning as someone in this community, the number of young people who do go missing. And it seems that there's not enough being done to locate these young people. Currently, there's also a young man in Chico, Neil King, who went missing. No sign of him at all. Out of character. Same type of situation as my son. It's too much happening in the North State that these young people are going missing.
There's a definite, you see a lot of signs for people missing. And we know that this area, there's I-5, of course, is a sex trafficking highway between Tijuana and, Vancouver. So, I mean, we've had people on talking about that. Well, okay, we've got to take a quick break. We're talking about the disappearance of Court Jones and the mother who just says is that she just wants to know his location. And not for anybody to be arrested, but she just wants to know where his location is. And the reward for that is $7,500, and she wants to add to that reward, or at least be able maybe to have a private investigator take a look at this. We'll be right back.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Howdy, neighbor. What you got there?
Oh, just my oil from my Chevy and some weed killer from my shed. I figured the best way to get rid of it was to pour them down the storm drain.
But, Tom, the water we use has been recycled by nature ever since the earth was formed and...
Come on, William. Give it to me in English.
Well, Tom, the improper disposal of household chemicals and engine oil can be harmful to our water. We're trying to protect the quality of our water, not harm it.
It's true. Poor landscape practices and improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. To reduce pollution, use pesticides in the proper amounts, and always dispose of household waste properly. For more information on the disposal of certain household items, visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net. Remember, improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. Visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl on the Bot, Friday. Three-day weekend, my friends. Memorial Day weekend. So much stuff going on. This portion of the show brought to you by Mike Huber and Estate Granite. 241-7866 is their phone number. If it's in your kitchen, your bathroom, outside, you name it, they fix it or they make it. And they give, you know, great prices, just exquisite work from Mike Huber and Estate Granite. 530-241-7866. Give them a call. Okay, we're talking about the disappearance of Court Jones. His mother's with me, Sandra Dietrich. And we're talking about Court. Court was a young man who maybe wasn't the perfect young man, but sure, very few of them are.
That's true.
The fact, though, is that you have come to the conclusion that Court is dead.
That is correct. It has come to our attention through various people who talked to me about what happened with Court, and it is my understanding that he was murdered, particularly because he was forced to testify against a man when he was 19 years old. And so in a group of people that he started hanging out with the last few weeks of his life, these were not nice people, and that is the last place they need someone who's going to, as they would say, be a rat, you know, rat on them. And it's my understanding that Court was murdered because they felt that he was working with the police. Clearly that's not the case. Otherwise somebody would have been arrested at this point, don't you think? And, you know, something more would be done if that were the case. So in essence, they murdered my son for absolutely nothing because they were paranoid that he would snitch.
That's what drugs do. And, but the bottom line is Sandra wants to just know, she wants to find the remains of her son. $7,500 reward, and it's a secret. The Shasta, a secret witness of Shasta County, 530-243-2319, 530-243-2319, 24 hours unrecorded answering service that a person can tell the authorities where he's at. They get the reward. Their names never come out. Now, tomorrow, there's going to be a fundraiser to help find Court. And, to raise the reward, but also to see if they can find a private investigator who can also do some work in this. It's going to be at the, Oregon Street Antique Mall. What great people they are down there. I mean, we know them and they are really, really great people, Casey and the group. They're going to give a percentage. Everybody there is going to give a percentage tomorrow to Court's reward fund. It's going to go on from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. DJ, food, refreshments, give them a call at 242-1524 there at the Oregon Street Antique Mall. Of course, it's on Oregon Street around River Tapas. And for all you veterans down there by the VFW, you stagger your way down there and back. You know, Sandra, I'm so sorry this happened.
Thank you.
You are very realistic about your son. And only thing that you're looking for is somebody just so we can come to closure here.
Absolutely. We need to have some closure. We need to locate Court and be able to just get some closure on this situation. He's my son. I love him so much, and he is loved by a lot of people. Casey, at the Antique Mall is so wonderful for doing this fundraiser to raise the reward to hopefully encourage someone to come forward. And I think all the people who have donated to that fundraiser for tomorrow, there's been other businesses, Mary's Pizza Shack, so many wonderful people have donated to try to increase this reward to get someone to come forward and reveal my son's location.
Okay. Sandra Dietrich, we're trying to find the remains of her son, Court, and there's $7,500 reward. Let me give you this number again. You know what? Maybe you saw something and you didn't know this, but he disappeared on August 16th of 2012. It's been almost a year. The phone number for the secret witness of Shasta County is 530-243-2319. The fundraiser is going to be at the Oregon Street Mall, Antique Mall. tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's Saturday, May 25th. 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Money will be raised to help increase the $7,500 reward so that Sandra can find court.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for coming on and sharing this with us. Sometimes we forget that things happen in this town, and if we can do anything to help, that's what we're here for. We'll be right back after these messages, after the news. Let's talk Holiday Harbor. Let's talk Lake Shasta.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. They caused a disturbance in the sky. Two men on a flight from Pakistan arrested when it landed in England. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen live in London.
Dave, the plane was escorted to land by British military fighter jets. It was headed for Manchester, England, but was diverted to another airport near London instead. Passengers have now disembarked. Umari Nauman was among 300 on board. She says she was told by cabin crew the men had tried to enter the cockpit.
We didn't know what was going on, but then when the police came onto the aircraft, they went straight to these men and took them off the plane.
The two suspects are accused of endangering the plane, Dave.
Simon, this just 2 days after two men hacked a British soldier to death on the streets. President Obama is at the U.S. Naval Academy.
It is wonderful to be able to celebrate this incredible class of 2013.
And what's he telling them? Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live at the White House.
The Naval Academy commissioning more than 1,000 new officers, all of whom President Obama notes will serve in the face of new fiscal challenges.
And as your commander-in-chief, I'm going to keep fighting to give you the equipment and support required to meet the missions we ask of you.
The president warning against an erosion of trust as well, and the recent attention on sexual assaults in the military, telling midshipmen such crimes have no place in the greatest military on earth. Dave. And
Jared is quite a sight north of Seattle last night. Dan Sly was taking a camping trip. But as he was about to cross the bridge on Interstate 5, the bridge was gone.
I hit the brakes. The weight of the trailer and everything else, we went right off with the bridge as it collapsed into the Skagit River.
Then he says he popped his dislocated shoulder back in and helped his wife. They were rescued, so was the driver of another car that plunged into the water. Why did part of the bridge crumble? A too-tall truck hit the overhang and damaged the supports. Now, it's making Memorial Day travel a little difficult in Washington State. About 31 million Americans are expected to drive this weekend. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
It's the countdown to summer, and things are heating up for your ultimate adventure. That adventure begins on a Can-Am ATV or side-by-side vehicle, a Can-Am Spyder or a Sea-Doo watercraft. Hurry in by May 31st and get a 3-year warranty and up to a $2,000 rebate on select 2012 models, plus great financing. The countdown to summer adventure starts now. Visit Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo in Redding on Twin View Boulevard just off I-5 or call us at 530-275-7300. Restrictions may apply. Financing is subject to credit approval. See your dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
Performance Bicycle, the nation's largest online cycling retailer, has created the largest sales event in their 31-year history. Now through Memorial Day, everything's on sale at performancebike.com. Over 10,000 items, all on sale with savings up to 70% off. Save on every bike we sell and all the gear you need for every style of riding. Every helmet, jersey, short, shoe, part, accessory, everything is on sale. The Everything's on Sale event at performancebike.com runs through Memorial Day. Don't miss it.
After a lot of tension on the Korean Peninsula, including the North's threats to attack and test launches, North Korea offers an olive branch to China.
Chinese reports quoting the envoy is saying Pyongyang is ready for talks with, quote, all parties, including perhaps the U.S. Choi Rung-hae saying North Korea hopes to develop its economy and improve people's lives. One analyst in Beijing saying it's clear that North Korea needs China to be an intermediary with Washington. But in public, North Korea's envoy expressing no regret for the nation's recent war talk and for threatening to nuke the U.S. In Tokyo, Alistair Wang, Clint Fox, News Radio.
There's another day of cleaning up and sharing stories of surviving the giant tornado in Moore, Oklahoma. Letitia Garcia's daughter was among the kids who made it out of alive when an elementary school was torn apart.
She remembers everything hitting her back, the noise, the kids screaming and crying.
But 7 kids died. 24 people overall were killed in that tornado. 12,000 homes damaged or destroyed. A Philadelphia judge has ordered a couple who believe in faith healing over medicine be held without bail on third-degree murder charges in the April death of their 8-month-old son. She was a star actress as a child. Now Amanda Bynes is in more trouble as an adult.
She's been making headlines for her antics for
months now, from incidents behind the wheel to Twitter rants and even throwing a fit at the airport when she wasn't allowed to get on a plane with no ID. But now Amanda Bynes could be facing some serious drug charges. The actress was arrested in Manhattan overnight for allegedly throwing a marijuana bong out the window of her 36th floor apartment. They were there responding to complaints of pot smoking in the building. The 27-year-old is facing charges of reckless endangerment, tampering with evidence, and criminal possession of marijuana. Sabrina Sabah, Fox News Radio.
On Wall Street before the long holiday weekend, the Dow is down 55 points. By the way, gas prices, they're 3 cents cheaper than they were a year ago, averaging $3.65 a gallon. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to the second hour of Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 AM. Carl and Linda Bob. Of course, Linda's. Fridays is her day to try to get things done in the around the house in town. It is 8:05, May the 24th, the first day of that 3-day weekend. Of course, Memorial Day is on Monday. And Bad Bob, what's the weather look like this weekend?
Well, we're showing 57 degrees in Reading right now, and today's high will be right around the 80-degree mark. Overnight, we'll see 54 and some scattered clouds. Going to be kind of cool and showery as we head into the Memorial Day weekend, especially at the higher elevations. There's a special weather statement from the National Weather Service to that effect. If you're going camping, hiking, or whatever, you're definitely going to want to keep your eyes on the sky, and that'll be all through the weekend. Next week, we'll still be about 10 degrees below normal, and this weather report is always is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, a big 3-day weekend out there, too. You have dinner out there Friday, Saturday, you have brunches on Sunday. Yesterday, they were doing sporting clays. They've got like 15 spots up there where you can shoot from. It's a great place to shoot, and then come back afterwards for appetizers, cheese, wine. And of course, the brunches they have on Sunday are just outstanding. Out in Summer Vineyards, but you need to call and make reservations, 474-5546. Okay, let's go for our market minute with our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan.
Happy Friday to you, Carl.
Happy
Good morning,
Friday
everyone.
To you.
Well, stocks remain under pressure as investors continue to digest the prospects of a pullback in the Federal Reserve's easing measures. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is off 47 points at 15,248. The S&P 500 is down 11 points at 1639, and the NASDAQ Composite is down 16 points at 3,443. A few active stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America off 6 cents, trading at 1315. Procter & Gamble up $3.09 at 81.79. Hewlett-Packard down 41 cents, trading at 24.45. Taking a look at local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares positive 3 cents at $19.40. North Valley Bank down 20 cents at $16.99. Bank of Commerce off a penny at $4.97. For commodities, gold is down $5.40 an ounce at $1,386. Silver off 5 cents at $22. Crude oil down 77 cents, trading at $93 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. Head on down to Park Marina Drive, their offices, or give them a call at 530-243-7561. You know, they're local people giving great advice about what's happening on the other side of the country because they are dialed in. The Wells Fargo Advisors. Okay, now if it's Friday, it's got to be Amy with our tip of the weekend to stay healthy. Amy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Well, you're just sounding happy today. What are you doing down at Adamson's today? You just going to lift 1,000 pounds or what?
You know it, just training away. I got here at 5:15. I'm just like wired.
You're having too good a time for lifting weights here, I tell you.
I know, huh?
Okay. So, we don't want Bad Bob just trying to picture you sweaty sitting there, but I don't think that's cool. Anyway. So what's our fitness tip today, Amy?
Hey, I want to talk about laws of success.
Okay.
So, first of all, there's four laws I want to talk about. The first law of success is the law of possession, meaning you have to own the fact that whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. So you got to make sure that you take the responsibility and that you're willing to speak positively to yourself and not negatively. So once you walk through the doors of the gym, you have to realize you're an athlete of fitness now, and speak positive things to yourself and keep telling yourself, I can do this and I will do this. So make sure you have ownership of those positive attributes towards yourself. Secondly, there's a law of effort. Okay, anything worth achieving is worth working for. Exercise and health takes discipline. It takes willpower. It takes persistency and consistency. That's the main thing. So make a commitment to yourself. And don't think about it as you're depriving yourself from anything. Just look at it as delayed gratification. So if you have a goal you're trying to get to, obviously eating the candy bars right now is going to not be the best thing. So delay that gratification. Know that the food, the candy, the spirits and wine, it's always there, but you're just going to have a lot less of it right now until you reach your goal. And then talk about the consistency, the law of consistency. You have to be willing to stick to your game plan. Okay, maybe life's going to happen. You're going to have bumps in the road. You're going to get sick. There's going to be meetings that will come up. But as long as you get back onto your game plan and you're consistent. So you have to be persistently consistent to make weight loss happen. And then finally, law of self-efficacy. Okay, so if you're already questioning whether or not you can actually make the changes, you're going to have a difficult time. So you really, really got to believe in yourself. You got to basically build your self-esteem bank. And each time you keep a promise to yourself, it's like you're putting money into that self-esteem bank, and you can trust yourself more and more, and you know that it's going to get done. Each time you break a promise to yourself, however, your self-esteem may go down a little bit more. So really reinforce the belief in yourself. Surround yourself with people who are going to help you believe in yourself. And if you know everyone else can do it, then you have to believe that you can do it too.
Okay. Amy, yeah. Those are things for life, not just working out.
Oh, well, thanks.
And you know what? I had a setback in my road to fitness today.
What happened?
Well, this morning we had the Strawberry Festival people come in. They come in once a year. They bring in strawberries and ice cream. It's enough that, you know, right away you're going to need an insulin shot.
Oh, definitely.
But I put mine aside for a minute. You know, it's kind of that self-gratification. Well, nice. They brought enough for everybody here. So one of our producers, not Bad Bob, of course, Just Bob, ate his. And then he turned around and he ate mine. So, you know, first of all, that 6 pounds of ice cream, somehow he stuck into his stomach, plus strawberries, plus the whipped cream. So, I mean, what would you say his status is right now in life?
He might be just a little bit off the game plan today, but he can get back on it tomorrow.
Yeah, he sure can.
This afternoon.
Yeah, in fact, he should be on the road right now before I come out of the studio. Anyway, okay, Amy, thanks a lot.
You bet, guys. Have a great
day. Amy from Adamson's Peak Performance. Great people down there. We work out down there. Okay. Now, we're going to take a quick break. And when you come back, we've got Kevin Kelly with us because Kevin's got Holiday Harbor. And, you know, it just happened he was on today with the front page being all the stuff that's happening out at the lake, but he has got specifics. We're going to talk about the history of Lake Shasta. We're going to talk about fishing out there. We're going to talk about how to have a great time this summer with, you know, on houseboats and just anything that's going on. So we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460.
Good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for 3 generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec.
a new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Sweetie, my hands are full. Can you get him?
Yep.
And I still want to hear about your day.
Oh, today was nuts. Back-to-back meetings. Wish I could have got home earlier. How was yours? Were you able to close that deal?
Kind of doubt it. I called him Will, and his name is Steve.
Ooh, that's a bummer.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
A 24-hour gym offering new equipment in a clean and friendly environment next to Holiday Market in West Redding.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bach. Free Fire Radio, yeah, KCNR 1460. It's Friday of a 3-day weekend. It's Memorial Day weekend. Let me tell you a few things that are happening on Monday. Don't tell me you can't find a place to go to on Monday for if you want to celebrate Memorial Day. You've got, of course, the one out at IGO, Northern California Veterans Cemetery. That begins at 5:55 in the evening and features a jet flyover, bell ringing ceremony, songs, music by the Foothill High School Band. Air Force veteran Lisa Jeter is the master of ceremonies, while Robert Abney, a World War II and Korean War veteran, is the featured speaker. That's going to be great. Also, Longcrest has one beginning at 9 a.m. and another one at 1:30 p.m. at Redding Memorial Park. Of course, Longcrest is off of East Cypress, and the Memorial Park is off Continental Street. The Memorial Day ceremony is set for 11 a.m. in Bernie at the Mountain View Drive, and an 11 a.m. observance will take place at Anderson Cemetery on Cemetery Lane off Bruce Street. In honor of Memorial Day, the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center will have free admission. That's Rob Burrows. Rob, who just retired after 23 years in the Navy last weekend. And then, of course, on traditionalists, because Memorial Day really is on the 30th of May, this is going to be at the Veterans Memorial Grove on the grounds of the Redding Civic Auditorium, and it includes a wreath laying ceremony, and it begins at 11 a.m. Also, a variety of military vehicles will be there. All this on Memorial Day. We're going to be on the air that morning. We're going to be talking about all these. Okay. Kevin.
Howdy, sir.
Kevin Kelly. You're the honcho out there at Holiday Harbor?
I am the operations manager at Holiday Harbor. Yes, sir.
There you go. Well, you know, we went out there the other day to, you know, just because you invited us out there. We said, hey, we're always good to go out there and look at the water. We learned so much about Lake Shasta and all the things going on. And of course, Bad Bob gives us all this information because he's part of the Coast Guard Auxiliary. And Bad Bob's always out there. Now this weekend.
Crazy weekend.
So, let's talk about Lake Shasta first. Lake Shasta, you know, being kind of a relatively newcomer, I've only been here 6 years, but Lake Shasta is such a major part of the North State.
Yes, it is. And, you know, when we brought you out there, you and Linda and your staff, which I really want to thank you very much for having me on this morning, both you and Linda and your staff. Your staff is great. So we were out there, you saw how beautiful it was. Oh, I mean, it was a gorgeous day.
Yeah.
We brought you out there just for, the brief time that we're out there, and hopefully you had fun, but,
We just stayed out there and parked and you showed us where Shasta Caverns are, because you're right across from, the Shasta Caverns.
Yeah, we're right across from Shasta Caverns. We're about 20 miles north of Redding, right off I-5. We're just a mile off I-5. Real easy to get to. A real simple place to drive down to. Great day that day. I hope you guys had
well,
some
you know
fun.
What? If you've not been on, we have never been on a houseboat, and we had the opportunity, Kevin just took, I think we went out 5 minutes, so we're just kind of sitting outside the mouth of the harbor, but, we were looking at the different houseboats, and because, let's face it, Bad Bob is talking about it every year. He talks about houseboats. He talks about, like, we've been out on a lake a couple times with friends with smaller, like ski boats. It is a huge lake. I did not realize that, and the amount of people that are going to be out there this weekend
you may find yourself able to walk from shore to shore without getting your feet wet. That's true. It's going to be pretty crazy out there, and of course you want to make sure that you're cognizant to operate your vessel.
Yeah. Okay, now let's take a quick break, get us back on schedule here, but let's talk about the lake when we come back, about how, I think it's like, what, 330 miles?
Is that 365 miles of shoreline?
My gosh.
Yeah.
And do you know the depth of the lake by any chance?
I think the deepest depth is right around 630 feet down by the dam.
So 630 feet.
At 4 million acre feet of storage in that lake.
Never thought it was that deep. 630 feet. I never had no idea it was that deep. I knew, kind of had an idea about the shoreline and all that. 630 feet. Now we're going to talk about the building of the dam and some of that, but also about the lake itself and these activities this weekend, because, from what I understand, this is just a madhouse out there.
It's a pretty busy weekend. We're pretty busy. We're trying to gear up. I've been running around frantically trying to get everything ready and everything online. But we're expecting a big weekend.
All right. Okay, we'll be right back. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. We're talking about Lake Shasta and all the things. What a large part of the North State Lake Shasta, plays. And maybe sometimes we don't realize it. Like 640 feet deep at the dam. No idea they had that much water, or at that depth there. And I thought maybe 400 feet or something like that, but that was, wow. We'll be right back.
Brew Monday, it's a big Brown Motors Memorial Day Sell-a-thon at the Redding Convention Center. Save on hundreds of new and quality pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Hundreds of vehicles priced to sell, many of them still with their factory warranty. Bankers on site ready to finance. Incredible trade-in value. This is the car and truck savings event you can't miss. The big Brown Motors Memorial Day Sell-a-thon at the Redding Convention Center through Monday.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities, stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
When it's time to change oil, take your car to a place that'll do it right. Autolube. Family-owned Autolube means you get the kind of quick, friendly service just like family. We take extra care of your car, making sure to check all of the vital areas, including the differential, master cylinder, power steering, and more. Autolube uses Chevron lubricants to protect your engine. After your visit, we're confident you'll drive away happy. Chevron and Autolube, where we treat you like one of the family. Autolube, with 4 locations to serve you.
Come to Paint Mart for service and quality.
Charlie, how long is it going to take you to paint this house? You told me it would be done months ago.
Remember I told you, it needed to be cleaned and sprayed, and I just don't have the money.
Yeah, nice try, Toots. You need to trot right on down to the Paint Mart.
Hi, this is Jeff. At the Paint Mart, we're the one-stop solution for all our customers. Right now, you can use a paint sprayer or water blaster absolutely free for 1 day with the purchase of 10 gallons of quality Benjamin Moore paint, or buy 20 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint and get both at no charge. This limited time offer is good at any of our 3 stores in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff. Indoors or out, paint smart and save with the paint professionals at the Paint Mart, home of quality Benjamin Moore paint. With all the tips and tools to help you do the job right.
Ah, great. Now what excuse can I use?
Come to Paint Mart.
tea.
Help support conservative talk radio programming in the North State. We the People and Sovereign Minds invite you to our first ever banquet and fundraiser, Saturday, June 29th at Wind River Casino Event Center. Enjoy great food, live gun auction, and raffle. An opportunity to come together as a community, be informed, and make educated decisions that reflect conservative views. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or North State Consultants, Inc., 221-0101.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, installation, repairs, emergency calls, and routine maintenance. The guys over at Alliance Heating and Air, the men and women there, are just outstanding. Check out their website at homecomfort.org or give them a call at 221-2642-MARTIN and Alliance Heating and Air. Okay, Kevin Kelly is my guest from Holiday Harbor. We talked about, you know, the dam is the deepest spot in the water is at Lake Shasta, of course, is over 600 feet, 365 miles shoreline. But there's more to this. Listening to y'all talk, and at one point, they had people living underwater while they were making changes to the dam.
Well, while we were on the break, we were talking about the fish curtain.
That they installed.
So, they actually, and I forget exactly, it's 10, 12 years ago where they installed the fish curtain. I don't know exactly what the year that was, but and it was to draw cooler water at the lower levels to send downstream so the fish would have a better chance of spawning.
Okay, but they had to stay underwater, and this was they lived in a decompression chamber probably down there since it would take so much time.
Yes.
For how long were they down there? Just weeks, months?
I don't know the exact time they were down there, but it made it easier for them to dive and to set those fish curtains down there rather than decompressing.
Well, they have to, and they do this when they're doing deep sea rigs when they're building on the rigs down below. Is that you go into these chambers and they breathe mixtures of oxygen and nitrogen
and helium,
So that they keeps the bubbles out of their system there, but I didn't realize they had done it at the
it was quite an extensive project.
Now, one of the things we talked about, they're talking about raising the height of the dam.
Yes,
18 feet.
Yeah, about 18 and a half feet is the mark that they're looking for.
Impact that you would have on, I mean, not just we can talk about on you all, but just on that area around there. I mean, 18 feet.
Yeah, the impact, you know, they're still doing the, in June, there's a EIS, which is the Environmental Impact Study that's coming out in June. It's one of the final drafts that's supposed to be coming out. If you get informed, you need to be informed that the people of Shasta County need to be informed of what's going on with the lake and the raising of the dam, because there's a lot of issues that need to be resolved yet, before they actually probably start construction on it.
Yeah, because we're talking about major changes in people's property. I know it affects you. I mean, you can move back some, but there's other people. It's going to completely take away their homes. Maybe even full-time homes out there.
Yeah, up in Lakehead, there is some issues of homeowners and landowners that are right on the lake, and it's kind of an unclear, how they're going to address those issues and the private landowners up there.
Well, I guess they could go into eminent domain and take their property.
Yeah.
They could do that. What about you all? You'd have to move. I think the water would come up to your deck.
Yeah. when we were out there, we were discussing that. Yeah. And it would be at our, that 18 and a half foot mark would be right at our railing of our front deck out there overlooking the marina.
Uh-huh.
Yes, we would have to definitely relocate. And, we're kind of in the planning stages of that and working with the Forest Service and trying to, project on where we would be and the cost and things like that.
Well, even if they do, they have environmentalist groups suing to stop it, or is this something that it's a foregone conclusion that this is probably going to happen?
It's definitely gained some speed, with the Bureau of Reclamation. The Bureau of Reclamation is the lead agency on this. It's not the Forest Service, as sometimes we're led to believe. It's the Bureau of Reclamation who is the lead agency. The Forest Service is kind of a liaison to the resort owners and, the you know, the concessions on the lake. So they, you know, we try to work closely with them so we can have a voice at the Bureau of Reclamation. But yeah, there's, I don't, you know, I'm not aware of any environmentalist groups going after, you know, the Forest Service or the Bureau of Reclamation.
Okay. So, the reason I wanted to bring this up is because this is a, you know, how long, you know, when they start talking about this, it has a big impact because that's more water. A lot more water in the dam, and is, you know, is that to feed the water sprinklers down in Palm Desert or someplace like that? Is it a, or is it for farmers?
It's for the fish, and actually it's for irrigation, so you know we can have a good water quality source for the Central Valley project. You know, the Central Valley Water Project. So, yeah,
you see, so you can kind of understand why they're doing this. You know, yes. They're knocking down four of the dams along the rivers up there. We've got like a, kind of that in between time here. We got like about what about? No, we don't. We've got like we got like 30 seconds left. So when we come back, I want to talk about the holidays and what it means out there at Lake Shasta when we're talking all the people coming in and what it does for the economy of our area here. So we'll be back after the news. I'm here with Kevin Kelly from Holiday Harbor, and we'll be back right after the news and a few messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460.
I was up before the dawn.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Two passengers arrested after a flight from Pakistan to Manchester, England's diverted, escorted down by a fighter jet. And Mary Nauman was on board, says the pilot first blamed the weather.
The captain announced that because he did not want to worry us beforehand, he didn't tell us that there was a terrorist threat. And that's why the plane will now be searched.
Saying she was told the men tried to get into the cockpit. That plane brought down at Stansted Airport, about 200 miles from Manchester. At least 18 people hurt in a collision between a shuttle bus and a tractor trailer near the airport in Atlanta. And an oversized truck takes down a bridge in Mount Vernon, Washington.
He hit the bridge about 3 or 4 feet wider than the actual bridge was, and there was a big puff of dust.
Dan Sly and his wife went into the river, rescued, as was a third person in another car. Fox News, we report, you decide.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There is no better word in the English language than the word free, and B&T Satellite wants you to get basic Dish Network satellite television packages free for the first 6 months of your new subscription. There's no questions, no muss, no fuss, just free Dish Network for the first 6 months of your new basic package subscription. You will not find another offer for cable or satellite service that will beat this offer, and it is only from our local provider, B&T Satellite. All you have to do is call B&T Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988, and the first 6 months of your basic satellite subscription is free.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Spring has arrived, and we have made it through another winter's heating bills. We want to help you lower your high monthly costs by enrolling you in our easy payment program. Instead of making four high payments, you could spread those payments over 11 months, making it much easier on your budget. For safety, service, savings, and details of our easy payment program, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. I love that. You know, Bob, you're doing great today on your music. 50 degrees out there, 8:35 in the morning. It's going to be a nice day. This weekend, though, we're going to get into – Bob will give us one more weather update at the end of the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta. No, it's brought to you by the Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors. Great prices there, great people. Man's last stronghold. What can I say? Man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Head on down there before this big weekend. Get that hair cut. Okay, our guest, Kevin Kelly, here from Holiday Harbor. And we've been talking about the lake itself, but let's talk about the economic portion. What, you know, Lake Shasta means to Redding and the North State here. And, I mean, hundreds of thousands of visitors, millions of dollars pour through here on because of that lake sitting there.
Yeah. I mean, it really has a big effect on the economy, not only just on the lake, but in, you know, the city of Redding. You know, you have people traveling through. They stop at Costco. They stop at, you know, Walmart. They stop at Winco, and, you know, they buy their groceries. They buy their fuel. And so it's a really big impact to not only city of Redding or Shasta County, but, to the lake itself too.
Sure. And then when they're there, I mean, these people come in and, okay, let's just talk about like a 3-day weekend, Memorial Day weekend. This is a big weekend for everybody.
Yep. This is the kickoff here. You know, yeah. It starts our season. It's one of the biggest weekends of the year. You know, second to 4th of July, which is, typically a big weekend for us. But yeah, there's, going to be a lot of people out in the lake.
Now, these people, when they come in, for the lake, is there specifics? I mean, can anybody just come out there and rent a houseboat from Holiday Harbor?
Yes and no. I mean, on our policy is that, you know, you have to be over the age of 25, to, rent one of our boats. To operate a boat, you have to be 16 with a driver's license.
Okay. You know, the AAA expects 4 million Californians to travel 50 miles or more this Memorial Day weekend. Well, a lot of them are going to come up here to Lake Shasta. And when you have now how many houseboats do you have?
We operate 65 houseboats.
65. Now, on your Memorial Day weekend, are you, how busy are you?
We're fairly busy. We are not 100% booked. We're about 60% booked, so we do have some availability. It's typically the people who are coming up, they kind of, you know, the weather's unpredictable at that time. And so they kind of watch the weather, and it's some last minute renters that, are booking. Hey, do you guys have any boats?
Yeah, you know, and I see that because this is kind of like you can get some rain or get something like that. The water's down a little bit.
Slightly, yes. It's a little bit lower than last year, but there's still a bunch of water out there.
Now, you know what? Bad Bob here. Bad Bob, get back into the fight. is part of the, Coast Guard Auxiliary. And you've talked about, a lot of times some kids will be out there on like Slaughterhouse Island.
There will be a large amount of traffic. Last year we counted 122 houseboat vessels moored at Slaughterhouse. Thousands of young folks letting off a little springtime steam and maneuvering around. You know, what we like to say about a boat is 5 tons, no brakes.
Anyway, but yeah, that. But it's just like anything else. And, you know, Kevin was talking about this is, that the people that are out there, it's a big lake that you just take precautions anyway, as you would if you're driving.
Common sense is the rule. We ask, use some common sense. There are going to be some people out there that may not be operating the vessel, with a whole lot of common sense. And, you know, they're in an isolated area. It's, they kind of stick to themselves out there. And,
yeah, there's nothing to be afraid of out here. You just have to be like you're driving a car.
Exactly.
Is that, you know, on any type of 3-day weekend, you're being a little more, you know, you get your lights on because you got, you want to be a little more aware of what's going on though. But this, this just coming in like this, with, the amount of people coming in, driving in, renting the boats, and, you know, staying here and just on this weekend. Now this kicks off the season though, right?
Yes, it does.
Which is the biggest weekend?
Typically for us, it's 4th of July. I mean, this is a big weekend for us too, but we see a little bit more, 4th of July, especially when it falls like on a Friday or Monday, which is, you know, optimal.
Now people, I mean, you can, and when you offer houseboats up, you're talking about how many people can you put on a houseboat?
Our biggest is a 16 sleeper.
A 16 people. So you put 16 people sleeping on it.
Yes.
And so is that the limit? You say you can't have more than 16 on it?
You can have 2 over the stated capacity. That's our policy. We allow that.
So 18, you can have 18 people on the boat and it sleeps like that. And it goes from what sizes do you have?
We have all the way our smaller boats, which are 6 sleeper, all the way up to a 16 sleeper. We have 7 different models of floor plan.
All right. And so the, I'm just, you know, the reason I'm interested in this is because everybody I know has been in a houseboat out there
except
on
for
the
you.
Lake, except Linda and I. I mean, everybody goes, well, you know, why don't you rent one, Carl, so all of us can go with you? And I was like, okay, well, we can do that. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about Lake Shasta and what's going on out there and the financial impact it has on our city and state. And other things that, if you're going to do something, how do you plan it? What can we do to bring in more business out there? I'm sure you've got some ideas that if we in the city and the county could do to help bring in more people. We'll be right back after these messages.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio right here on KCNR 1460. AM, and visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job.
This 2-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
Iranian American researcher Saraya Sepapur Ulrich is a U.S.-based writer and commentator who focuses on the ways powerful interest groups influence American foreign policy. Saraya is a peace activist and a fierce defender of the Constitution. She's interned in Congress and interviewed Ahmadinejad, and she'll join us this week on We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State, Carl and DeBond. About 52 degrees out there today. Hey, Bad Bob, let's hit me with the weather here.
Well, as a matter of fact, Carl, the you got me.
As a matter of fact, Carl. You know what? This is kind of a, as a matter of fact, Carl.
As a matter of fact, 57 degrees right now. Today's high will be right around the 80-degree mark. Look for 54 for the low. Scattered clouds. As a matter of fact, we have cool and showery weather throughout Memorial Day weekend. That's an advisory or a special weather statement from the National Weather Service. If you're heading up, especially into the higher altitudes, be aware we're going to have showers and some pretty cool temperatures overnight. And as I said, 57 degrees at the moment, and this report as always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards this weekend's got a lot of stuff going. 474-5546. This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, in-store deli, and Redding's largest selection of natural food supplements and health and beauty products. The North State's nutrition experts are at Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street, right here in Redding. 244-9141. Give them a call. They are so helpful down there, and they will put you out in the right direction. Kevin Kelly is here from Holiday Harbor. And we're talking the lake, facts about the Lake Shasta. We're talking about, the financial impact the lake and all the businesses have up there. Millions of dollars worth of, impact. Here's the best thing about a houseboat. Houseboat. If it's overcast, you can go inside the house part of the boat.
Yep.
You don't have to worry about getting wet on that.
Absolutely.
But you know what? The weekends here that when we start talking about it and you've got the boats rented. But what a lot of people in that with the economy the way it is, everybody talks about what could we do to bring in more business? How can we, what can the city and the county do to do this? I know that you have ideas on these kind of things, about what can we do to get people's attention?
More advertising. The resort owners, we have an association up there, and we are trying to branch out, putting more of our brochures in the Sacramento area, in the Bay Area, things like that. We're doing more and more of that and subcontracting with advertising agencies down there in the cities of Sacramento and the Bay Area and Portland and Seattle to try to bring in more business because the economy is not the greatest in the world. Fortunately enough, during local people can get out on the lake relatively inexpensive. I mean, just for the day, pack a picnic up, grab the kids, grab the wife, bring your best floaties or whatever and your air mattresses and come out and spend the day,
And so you have day trips that people can do. They don't have to take it out for a week.
Absolutely. Yeah. We have a full, small boat rental facility. It's called the Toy Box. Kind of a fun play on words there. So, if you're a kid, you open up the toy box. What do you want to play with for that day? So basically, that's what we have at our small boat rental center up there. You get on a patio boat for the day, bring your fishing pole, bring your air mattress, and, pack a picnic and enjoy the lake for the day.
Well, the reason that you're here, that we had you on is that there's so many things about the lake that I didn't know about. But that people from our locals can get out there and use the lake. And, it's not going to cost them an arm and a leg. But the other good thing is, but you start to advertise. I like to see billboards on 5. And, like you said, you've got things you're doing down in, from a 3-hour radius of us, 3 to 4-hour radius that people can drive up in the morning, spend all day or that weekend, come up on a Friday night, Saturday night, and go back Sunday. And it's close, but they can have a great time on the lake.
Oh, absolutely.
Like that. And here, you just have to drive up and pop onto the toy box and go out there and play for all day long. People that, I don't want to buy a boat. Because frankly, I don't have time for a boat. I sold my raft that I had. I had an inflatable with a nice engine on it. The whole thing, sold it to Bad Bob because it sat there for like months and I didn't use it.
You're collecting dust.
Collecting dust and letting the prop get rusty. So I do like to go out on the water, but I would just as soon as many people, I don't want to keep a boat, but I would like to go out there every so often for a day. And play and fish and just kind of float around out there.
Yeah, absolutely. We offer that.
Do you have, if you live right here in Redding, Do you give like special deals or something like that? Or, is that something that, you know, people are looking at in the future?
Oh yeah. They're always calling for a discount, things like that. And, you know, if we don't have any boats moving that day, absolutely. We discount them out. And, you know, during the midweek, we run some specials too. We don't have anything advertised right now, but, if you, you know, during the midweek, take a boat, patio boat out, we definitely discount that out.
Yeah, well, maybe we're just going to have a special here for us. And, I mean, for people that listen here to the show that have a special. I mean, I'm just working you right now on this. Okay. You know, is that if you're listening, say, hey, midweek, we got a boat. We're going to give you a free fire radio deal.
Free fire, day out in the lake. Absolutely.
We can do that. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
So, you own some land and you want to turn it into something useful. Well, when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else it, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Reading. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine. Matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agri maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or tilling the ground, keep your equipment and your business running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs. For sales, parts, and service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. Team Power, 226-9226.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And
No. You go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipe down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog your drains and sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, log on to ReadingUtilities.com. That's ReadingUtilities.com. This message has been funded by the City of Reading Public Works Department.
Back down.
Yeah, we won't back down. It's Memorial Day weekend, my friends. We'll be back Monday. And on Monday, we're going to have a number of veterans with us. On Monday, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Iraqi Freedom, Submariners, Army, Navy, Marines. I'll be here on Monday talking about Memorial Day and what it really means. And it's though it's a great 3-day weekend, it kind of marks the beginning of the summer. We can't forget what it's about. We can't forget that it was, it's to honor those veterans and the ones that have fallen like that. Memorial Day. Okay, our guest is, of course, Kevin Kelly from Holiday Harbor, and we've been talking about the lake, the financial impact the lake has on our area here. What the businesses are doing up at the lake to they like to do is to increase the number of people coming up here, and you know, advertising is probably the best way of doing it, like you're doing now. And that you're, that you as a local citizen can do, I mean, from here from around Readiness, there's certain discounts and things. I got him to agree to a Free Fire Radio discount. Yeah, he'll go back and try to explain that one. And, I don't know what that's going to be yet, but we're going to use it. This weekend, what would you tell people? They're going to come out there. Oh, I know what I was going to ask you. When we went out, you took this big houseboat out and just wheeled it around like it was a small car. What happens when people have never had, never driven a houseboat before or captained a houseboat? What do you do?
Well, we run into that quite often where there's, first time renters, and we spend a considerable amount of time. Our crew up there at Holiday Harbor is really good on teaching the people how to drive safely, how to tie up and the functions of the boat. And, usually 99.9% of the time works out wonderful.
Okay, so they, and so when you're backing out and then going forward and then, cause you got a freeboard there, I mean, it's like a sailboat coming in.
It's like a, huge sail, especially when the wind's blowing. A little bit difficult to operate, and we drive them in and out if they're not comfortable. You know, we're a
I was going to ask you about that. You can go in out, you'll meet them, just bring it in for them.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. If you're not comfortable with driving the boat, you know, one of the things is we want to make you feel comfortable with driving the boat and enjoy your vacation. We don't want you all stressed out.
Yeah, and some people will do that, having to bring it in there and bring it and put it into a docking area there. The wind's blowing, you got a single engine. That's not an easy thing to do. So it's good to know is that, you know, hey, the only thing they have to do is give you a call. You pop into a boat, go out there, meet them.
Yep.
And you bring them in.
Yeah, absolutely.
What about that? Is that what you're saying? Did you do that too, Bad Bob?
You know, overconfidence is the biggest thing that can get, bite you when you're out on the water. And I've been landing my boat for some years now. And if I got a crosswind and a lot of traffic, it gets to be a pucker factor. So
yeah. When I was in Croatia, we'd be on the coast there, beautiful Dalmatian coast, watching the Italians who had rented boats. Bringing those boats in, bringing those sailboats in. And they've got, you know, cappuccino in one hand, cigarettes in the other, and somehow be talking on a cell phone and watching the Croatian, the people that worked at the marina and the boat rentals there running, trying to leap onto the boats to stop the carnage when they were coming in. I mean, it was like sitting there watching. It really looked like a bad movie, but. You know, just people bumping into each other and all that. But, okay, we don't have that problem out there, though, because you've got people in the houseboats. So, you know what? Thanks a lot for coming on today and talking about, you know, the lake itself with the facts, you know, the financial impact it has. The fact is it's a local business here. So,
yeah, thank you very much for having me on.
May I add one thing?
Sure.
California law, if a child has not reached their 13th birthday, must have a life jacket, and you must have a life jacket for every person on board that boat.
Absolutely.
And you, I know that you have that. And do you tell people that if they're under the age of 12 or 13 that they have to have,
Oh yeah, absolutely. And me being a father, you know, I see the little ones with no life jackets on, I immediately run and grab a life jacket and say, you know.
Well, you have to because you know what? If you're an adult and you go over the side and you don't have a life jacket on, sorry. But you're an adult. Yeah. You know, you gotta be thinking for those kids. So, and I know that you have all types of safety equipment on there because I've seen it.
Yeah,
on your boats. Okay. Well, thanks so much for coming in. And, you know, I hope you have a great weekend and I hope that this summer is just going to be great for all of us because if it's good for the lake, it's good for the community. Yeah.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you having me on and, just want to wish everybody a safe Memorial Day weekend.
Great. Thanks. Okay. Hey, Bad Bob, Kevin Kelly's been with us from Holiday Harbor. Bad Bob, after this, Outside the Wire,
we have an encore presentation
of
queued up.
The chemtrails.
Yes.
Okay.
One of our more interesting shows.
Well, you know, I tell you what, chemtrails, are they true? Are they not true? This is one of the guys that he, you know, this Dean believes in this. I mean, this is a man that just lives and breathes his chemtrails, as do other people in this building here. There's some people that just absolutely believe in chemtrails, and they give out a good presentation about why there are chemtrails. Now, in the coming weeks, next week, a psychic reader, she's going to be telling you, and we've been lining up people for the whole summer here, and for some reason, sometimes it's tough to get the to get psychics and UFOlogists and Bigfooters around to get them all at one time. Even but now we've got them lined out here that you are going to have psychic readers. You're going to have mediums that talk to the other side. You're going to have people been on UFOs. You're going to have people that have flown.
I would, at this point, encourage any of our listeners who know of a story that is sort of off the mainstream and a little outside. Maybe you experienced something. We live in an area that has a number of phenomena that do not have good, solid scientific explanations, and we would love to hear from our listeners who can offer that.
Our Lemurians. I tell you what, that was one of my favorite shows, a guy talking about Lemurians and where that is. And, of course, that the inside of Mount Shasta is empty, except it's got spot for 25 million Lemurians.
And that's what the lenticulars are. It's the spaceship, you know.
That's what it is. Okay, whatever that was. Anyway, but see, but Bob's absolutely right. Do you have a story that you'd like to talk about, or a series of stories, or if you have had an experience with a ghost, a UFO, anything like that? You know what? You're invited on the show. You know how nobody ever has to worry about having somebody trying to pick the story apart. We like to listen. We like to get the word out. We like to listen to everybody. Okay. I want everybody to have a great Memorial Day weekend. And don't forget all the events that are happening on Monday. We'll be back Monday morning. Linda and I will. We'll be talking with our veterans, talking about Memorial Day. We'll be talking about what it means to us and what it meant to all of these gentlemen and ladies who fought in the wars, and what Memorial Day means to them. Everybody have a great weekend. Be careful. Just remember that there's going to be a lot of people out on this three-day weekend that maybe aren't familiar with our roads like this. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. A hotel shuttle bus heading to an Atlanta airport collides with a tractor trailer. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has what we know so far live.
Lisa, 18 people are now being treated at Atlanta hospitals. One is said to be in critical condition following the shuttle bus crashing into a tractor trailer. Fire rescue officials say the shuttle bus was heading to the airport terminals at ATL and services a few different hotels. Views from TV helicopters show the semi stretched across all lanes of the road, Lisa.
Evan, thanks. Were they trying to storm the cockpit? Two men under arrest after something drove a pilot to an emergency landing in England. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen, live in London.
Lisa, the men are being held on suspicion of endangering an aircraft. 300 people were on board the Pakistan International flight from Lahore, Pakistan, to Manchester, England. It was diverted to an airport near London after the pilot raised an alarm and was escorted to land by at least one British military fighter.